ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय सदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं दैवायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेतुं तं सर्वभूतजनं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय त्वं नय मां शरणं क्या बोला था व्हाट आई स्पोक हम श्रीमद् भागवतम ओ यस्टरडे आई कुड नॉट स्पीक आई नो दैट यू आर सो मच फॉर्चुनेट I think that you have done in your past life so many good impressions that anyhow you come in contact of your Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Narayana. Anyhow. Also, all new devotees are coming, but on the platform he is. His books, his preaching, his everything. So, it was a very high class of devotees, very powerful. Even he is attracting so many. But sometimes I become worried. Having such high class of association of Swamiji, why devotees are some of them, most of them, not some, having no faith on him, becoming weaker and weaker, and going far away from him. Also I am seeing that, oh, so many brahmachari at that time, all came to householder life, marriage here, yeah, making some money. So many renowned orders, sannyasi. Why they came down? Why? Because no faith, so much faith on him. This was the reason. So I have come to renew this faith to him that he was not an ordinary person. So, you are so fortunate. You were all fortunate to have a guru like him. So what he has told, you should try to follow him actually. Don't initiate. He has come to give you a very, very, very costly thing. In the whole world, that is rare. And what is that? But Krishna's love and affection, praise. And he repeatedly told that go on chanting, remembering. I will help. But most of them lost their faith when he departed from this. No good association was there. You should try to hear. You should manage and then sit down. So I have come only to remind thee all these things, that you are disciple of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami. Such a high class of devotee. Krishna has sent him, his Gurudev sent him to preach in Western country. And very short time he preached about very wonderful things. But when we see that after his departure, so many, 99% left is gone. Here and there, they are now weak. Some have belief on them, but not so much. They don't believe on Krishna name. That Krishna name is Krishna himself. If Krishna name is himself Krishna, can he not support us? Can he not nourish us? Can he not solve all what problems? Then why this name? It has been told, madhura madhura me tat mangalam mangalanam sakala nigamalli satphalam chitsarupam sakadapi parigitam saddhaya he java bharigubara narmatram kari krishna. You should have a very strong belief on this. He has told, he has quoted this slok so many times in his all books, that if anyone is chanting without honor or with honor, anyhow one time, if he is chanting, remembering this name is himself Krishna. This is the essence of our whole Vedic literature, Veda, Upanishad, Bhagavat. So powerful. Krishna has invested his whole power in this name, Krishna. Govinda, Ram, in all names. If you pray to this, everything will come. All problems will quickly solved. Don't have doubt. You have doubt, and that is why this is the same problem. I have no doubt. I am saying that Krishna is nursing me. He is giving me so much money to tour everywhere to go. Swamiji came in navigation India, Sindhya. In so many days, in 6 months or how much, I don't know. And Swamiji arranged me to come in 24 hours or 6 hours to there, to from there to here, here. And wherever I go, I see that all kinds of preparation and arrangement of Mahaprasad and my everything, he is making. He has not known nothing for that, I should be worried. He has, as a miracle, he collected so many devotees to here. When Swamiji came in New York, that
22nd Avenue, and that park, what park? Only two, three hippies. And inviting him and say, can you take this wine? You know? And he met them all hippies happy. So I want that. Again, that energy should come to you. Don't believe him and don't believe in that Krishna. So Krishna is more powerful than Krishna himself. He has been blessed so many things. So you should think that Krishna name is himself Krishna. If you want anything, if this name can give you eternal bliss, eternal happiness in Golok Vrindavan, and he cannot solve your this worldly problem, he cannot manage your maintaining, can he not? Then why? Why? So you should have so much energy that Krishna will maintain me. Krishna name will give everything what we want, he is desire tree, more than desire tree. That was the desire tree. And one king was in hunting and it became evening. He was so hungry. He was so tired. And he was in the evening when he was so tired and his horse was also so much tired. He came to a desire tree. He was not knowing that here is desire tree. But luckily, fortunately, he went there. He was so much tired that he told that so much good preparation may come here. And if I will take, I will be satisfied. At once, so many dishes, very beautiful preparation came. And he took. Then he told, now I want to take rest. If very good bed is there, I may sleep here. At once, bed came and he was so satisfied and he slept so much. But in the night, he heard the roaring of lions and tigers. And he woke up. Oh, from where this sound is coming? Really? Perhaps there is a tiger. And at once tiger came. Oh, he will eat me? And at once he came like that. But this desire tree of Krishna, not like this. He will support and nourish you only, and he will take you to Golok Vrindavan. He cannot cheat you. Any bad thing will not come. This desire is himself Krishna. So I think, and I request you to have a strong belief on Krishna and on the words of Swamiji. He has not come to cheat you. Never. He has not told that you should make money and do a Gita Sansa. He has never told. He has told that if you want, you can make a Krishna Sansa. Don't make any Gita Sansa. Oh, you should tell them Gita Sansa. What is Gita Sansa? Very briefly. जैसे हो बैठो वहां पर आ जाओ वहां से खड़े होकर के बोलो यू शुड केयरफुली रीड हियर आई थिंक दैट मोस्ट ऑफ यू अमंग यू मोस्ट ऑफ डिवोटीज आर मेकिंग गीता संसार सो वेरी बी केयरफुल आई डोंट वांट दैट यू शुड मेक एनी गीता संसार फैमिली ऑफ गीता व्हाट इज मीनिंग ऑफ गीता संसार
Assembly of Bhagavad Gita.
The world of Gita. Assembly of Gita.
Gita's household. Huh? Household of Gita.
So you should tell them. Very carefully you should hear. And be careful for this.
once there was a disciple, and from very understanding the valuable instructions of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and he was understanding that this world is temporary, this world is not permanent, and any endeavor to make us happy in this world will be a complete failure. And he also understood the most important instruction of Bhagavad Gita, which is to be surrendered always and have full faith in the mercy of Krishna, that Krishna is the protector and he is the well-wisher. In all circumstances, we should always try to believe that Krishna is making all arrangements for us. We should accept what is favorable for our bhakti, we should reject what is not favorable for our bhakti. And he was also serving his Gurudev in many different ways. And he had very good conduct, and he was also very nice to others also. After some years, when he graduated, when he had studied Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures, then he came to his Gurudev and took blessings from his Gurudev, and he wanted to go from the ashram. So Srila Gurudev blessed him and told him, he gave him a copy of Bhagavad Gita and told him that daily you should take your Bhagavad Gita, study it nicely, and as I have told you the process, you should do your sadhana and bhajan. And also you should preach the message of Bhagavad Gita to others. Never think that I am away from you. I am always with you. In any time of difficulty, and otherwise also, daily you should remember me, and I am here to help you. So this disciple took the blessings of his Gurudev and took the copy of Bhagavad Gita. He wrapped it very nicely in the cloth because it's the form of Krishna, it should be respected. And sitting next to his chest with his heart, he took his blessings of his Gurudev and left the ashram. So he was going village to village and preaching. And you know, he knew that how a sadhu should live. So when he goes to some village, then he would not go and live in the village. He would stay outside, little bit far, not so far. And he would sit there and read Bhagavad Gita and speak about Bhagavad Gita. So
and worshipping also Gita.
Doing arti daily and learning shlokas and remembering and understanding the Bhagavad Gita, what is the real heart of Bhagavad Gita. So many people would come to him and they would listen, as he used to give very nice discourses of Bhagavad Gita. One day, what happened that he was living in a small cottage and he noticed that when he had gone out in the forest for collecting some fruits and other things for eating, and when he came back, he noticed that his Bhagavad Gita, the paper from one of the corners, was eaten by a mouse. A rat had eaten them. So he was very hurt because his Gita was his whole wealth. So he was feeling very morose that how my Gita, I was keeping it so nicely, and now this rat has taken, so it is a problem. The verses and the text were saying only some corner of the paper was eaten. So he was worried. As he was worried, one of his disciples, not disciples, but those people who are hearing Bhagavad Gita, they came upon at that time, and seeing him in that situation, little bit confused and worried, they asked him, "Oh, what happened, say? Why you're so worried? You're looking morose." And he said, "What can I do? This is the real property which I have got from my Gurudev, and this rat has come and he's eaten this paper." So he said, "No problem. You should make arrangements to drive away the rat." So he was thinking, how should I do that? Then this person told him that you can keep a cat. If you keep a cat, then automatically by the fear of the cat, rat will run away. So then no problem, and you can, wherever you can go, no problem. It will be very easy. So he took the suggestion of that person and he arranged a cat. That person himself arranged a cat for the house, and now cat was there in the cottage and there was no problem of cat. The problem was solved. But now there was another problem. And what was that problem? That cat needs to drink milk, otherwise how it will survive? So that was also another problem. So when he was worried after a few days for this problem, then again that person suggested him that the best would be if you can keep a cow, because by keeping a cow, you will not have to worry for milk. If you talk it every day, give some milk, and this way your cat can survive and your problem will be solved. So now a cow was arranged, but now it was again some problem. Why? First problem solved, second problem solved, and third problem was there. What was the problem? Cow also eats something, it needs grass, and also some care is needed. So now what was happening, that as he was trying to make this arrangement to preserve the body of Bhagavad Gita, which is the book, he was actually becoming inattentive in studying Bhagavad Gita, in reading Bhagavad Gita, trying to assimilate the message of Bhagavad Gita in his heart and in his life. His mind was gradually and getting entangled into these things. Now he was getting more and more worried. What am I doing? I'm losing my very good time.
Or he forget also that.
So at that time,
now this problem that a cough came, two cough came.
And problem was increasing. So the more times of taking Krishna, solving the problem and not studying the Bhagavad Gita. So this person again suggested him, the best would be that if he gets married. Why? Because then the wife is so nice that she will take care of all the arrangements. Even what you think of cows and everything, I mean other things, she will also wash his clothes, make prasadam ready, and everything else. So she will have all the time just to study Bhagavad Gita.
And then you can read whole day, night Gita.
Whole day and night you can meditate upon Bhagavad Gita, think about the Bhagavad Gita, and speak about Bhagavad Gita. And now, as he was thinking about this idea, where to get a wife from, this person said, no, you don't worry, we'll make arrangement. I know one very beautiful and nice girl. She has all the good qualities and she is very sincere. So she will come and she also wants to marry with a person who is very sensitive. So you have all the good qualities and she's also willing, so no problem. So they didn't deny and at last this marriage was arranged. And then when he got married, then gradually all of us are aware of this household life that got further and more entangled. One by one children started coming.
Four, five children.
One, two, three, four, five children, problems. And then also, wife needs so many things, he has to take care of that thing. And then he wants to tell Bhagavad Gita, the kids come and they jump on his lap. And he says, oh, pa, like that. But he cannot do anything. And sometimes the wife says, he has to go for a shower or somewhere else and says, oh please Prabhu, take care of the children. And he's telling Bhagavad Gita, what can he do? He has to take care of the children. So gradually what happens, that he has to actually keep his Bhagavad Gita covered nicely and put on a wrap in the drawer. Because he was not having any time to read Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah. And for months and years he forget to read, to see even.
Now after some years, his Gurudev, he was on the side, the place where he was sent. And Gurudev, when he was going there, his kids were playing in the courtyard. And then he came upon one of his kids and was asking, why did you call this person? He told that I had a disciple and gave the description. He said, oh, I think this is my father you're talking about. Father? Yes. He said, you come in and then you see the same person. And he brought Guruji in the house. And then this disciple saw his Guruji, fell flat, he gave his foot, his generous to
the Guruji. And he called his old children and wife, and he told them to wash his feet and to do pranam and give some donations.
So then Gurudev was seeing all this and then he asked his disciples, poor disciples, what is all this? And the disciples very innocently and he sat down and said, Gurudev, this is the point of Bhagavad Gita. Remember, you gave me a copy of Bhagavad Gita, this is all the result of that Bhagavad Gita. I did not told you to do this word of Bhagavad Gita. I told you some other word of Bhagavad Gita.
He also asked that of, now you remember all the slokas? He told Gurudev, I have forgotten all the slokas. For 1 or 2 years I have never seen that Gita. Then.
So, now, what he can do, there was no hope for him. But then again, he was praying to Gurudev and he was asking for repentance, and he was saying, please forgive me and give me some hope and blessing that somehow or another I can again revive my Krishna consciousness and I can again try to be sincere. So then Gurudev again told him that. And
he told us, can you give up your wife, children, and this cow, and your land, and everything? Can you be alone? How it can be possible? My children are now so. My wife is so dear to me, and my also so many cows and calves are there. Who will look after them? If I will go, all will die. What should I do? Then what Gurudev can do? Gurudev told that, I have not told all that you should collect all these things. If you have faith in my word, then give up all these things. And you should be one point and chant and remember and read Gita and follow Gita. This is all. Gita has told that our attachment should be gone. What you are doing? Dissenting. Then he realized, and in the one night he gave up all these things and he quickly ran away to his Gita. I am seeing the same repetition everywhere. Everywhere. I am. Some making factory, some making householder life, but not satisfied. One divorce, again married, one divorce, and again married. None are happy. Actually, this becomes only that they have no faith in Krishna name and not in his Gurudev. They disavowed him. So I want that you should again be in same state when you met your Prabhupada, giving whole energy. You know, Bharat Maharaj. He was son of Rishabhi, incarnation of Krishna. And on the name, on his name, Bharat is named India. And he was like emperor of whole world. And very strong devotee. But what happened? He missed by little. He missed. And his three but he has attained up to mood of bhav, rati. So he returned after three births. But there is no chance for us to return because we have not attended to Rati, even not a test in Harinam, in test in Hari Katha. Or there is no hope that we can return in three births. He can return. So you should take lesson from Bharat Maharaj. Who can tell? Naveen, you can begin. You should carefully hear the life history of Bharat Maharaj. If you will hear again and again, a strongness will come. And then again you will have the same faith, strong faith on your Guru. And again you will be much what
inspired
to the world. You should see that in world there is no happiness in anything. It is like burning fire, all things. Whether marrying, divorcing, again taking, anything, in wine, or with children, with wife, the relations are what? So you should realize that. Only you can do some things for maintaining it. And also it will be better that you should live upon Krishna and Krishna, always chanting. Then you can have the that goal of Krishna. Otherwise no hope. So I have come only to remind all these things.
So, you have warned me, this is the characteristic and teachings of the Bharat Maharaj. Just you heard from Gurudev, he was son of Rishabhdev, who was Shastadev avatar of Krishna. Rishabhdev had 100 sons. Among them, Bharat Maharaj was oldest one. According to his name, India is Sanskrit or in Indian language is called Bharat Varsha. Only according to its name is called Bharat. Among 100 sons, 81 became Paramakandya Brahman and 9 became king of 9 islands and 9 became Navajalendra Rishi, a very high class of saintly person.
Above caste and creed. About Varnashram Dharma.
Beyond caste and creed and beyond Varnashram Dharma. If we discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, in 11th canto, there is a very good topic about Srimad Navajivanga Sambhad. And after that, only one race, that is Bhagavata Maharaj, was the emperor of the whole world, not only India. So when he was in young age, that means about 50,000 years, then he gave up his kingdom. Because in Satyayuga, the people lived thousand less of years. So when he was in young age, about 50,000 years, then he gave up his family life. How? It's Vesta in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yadushtajya dara putan, Udhir Rajya Hrishita. Yuhaiva malavak Satyayuga uttam shokala alasa. Just like your Bhagavan Gurudev, that when the Gita Sankar and his Gurudev came second time and asked him, can you give up this whole property and all kids, wives? Oh my God, all Gurudev, how I can give up them? It's not possible for me. Because attachment is so thick, so someone could not give up his family life, especially wife and more kids. So Jyadushtajya dhara putan, it is very hard to give up wife and small children. But Bharat Maharaj give up. How? Due to his so much attachment with Krishna, so detachment came automatically. And how he give up?
He has trust in name,
he has trust in
worshipping, he has trust in hearing Harikatha, he has all this trust, more than trust. He was has ashakti, attachment with Krishna and Samanam Kirtanam. And after this he has attained something of a rati, very rare in this world, but he attained.
Then,
and that is why he left all these things. Life is too.
So it gave up like tool. Just like after passing Neha, see, oh, my stomach became empty. So similarly, after give up, he never
think that I give up my child, give up my wife, never think about them. Because yes, attachment is Krishna. So you see Hajam in forest, one day he was in meditation. He heard a roaring of a tiger. And he opened his eyes. He saw one Joe is grazing near by
Deer. Himal deer. What is he telling?
Dog.
What easy word you should use. Not idiomatic and high class of Vedic literature. You should very easy. Oh dear.
When he saw, he opened his eyes, he saw that deer, there is a jump over that river nearby. When he jumped over that river, then she was pregnant and his baby came out from his womb and he crossed the river. And she saw that her baby is going up and sinking in the water. So she looked towards his son and sometimes look towards the Bharat Maharaj. Suppose he is saying, Bharat Maharaj, all 30 persons, can you rescue my child, please? So Bharat Maharaj came.
And she left
and
his
he
life.
Left his body. Bharat Maharaj gave up his meditation and came pick up that baby deer and came back to the ashram. Gradually.
But now he was worried how to maintain. He has no milk in his breast. So again a cow was needed. So a problem came again to Bhakt Maharaj. Same problem.
So as before he had attachment in his family life. Now attachment comes for that very dear. Oh how I can notice him. He is so auspicious. Wherever he is sitting, he is so auspicious that has a broken get placed there. It's so good. So gradually he forget his bhajan. When he wants to meditate, the baby deer jumped over his lap and he asked, oh, nourish me. He always kicked his head on Maharaj's lap and pushing him. Please tell us me, love me. So gradually every Bhagavad Maharaj forget that the attachment of Krishna and attachment comes to the baby deer. So one day, one group of deer came and the baby deer missed with them and ran away from there. So he was so worried. How? Well, he will go. What he will, who will take care of that baby deer? Who will nourish him? Even tiger, kill him. So he became so worried.
Yes, you should. Be very careful to hear why Bharat Maharaj became deer in his next life. Why? If anyone when dying and what he will remember, what? What he will remember at the time of death, he will be the same thing. Oh, no. After some time, you see. If you are remembering your child at the time of death, you can be like that. Again, but if you have a dog, and at the time of death you are remembering that dog, you must be dog in your next birth. If you are remembering your wife, then you will be like a female.
If animals are remembering anything, there will be that. So what should we do? We should remember Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But not alone. If you are remembering Krishna alone, then that will become Nirvishesh Brahma mode, and you will go to that planet where mixing your whole, mixing yourself in Brahma. Don't do this. Then what? Remember Krishna with devotee, with Yashoda mother and Nanda Baba. Remember Krishna with any friend, Sudam, Subal, Subadma. You can remember Krishna with gopis. Then if you are remembering, then both, you will be like gopis and you can serve Krishna. If you are remembering Krishna with Yashoda mother, then what will happen? You will have vatsalya mode and you will be like Yashoda mother and serve Krishna as son. If you are remembering Krishna and Lalita Visakha, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari at that time, then you will be like a gopi or like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari. Not mixing in Rup Manjari, but life. And you can serve Radha Krishna conjugal. So that is why it has been told by Siddhade, you should remember all these things. Mahaprabhu told to Raghunath Das Goswami. What he told? Then, what is the meaning?
He said, Sri Mahaprabhu, he gave the instruction to Raghunath Das Goswami. Oh my dear Raghunath, you should give honor to everyone and not demand any respect for yourself. And in this state of mind, you should continually chant Krishna's name. And while chanting Krishna's name, Braja Radha Krishna Seva Manasa Karibe, in your mind, by Siddha Deha, by your internally conceived spiritual body which is suitable for rendering service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, under the guidance of their associates, you should continually render service.
But if you are remembering the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what will be there? If you are remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the time of death, how you should remember? What is the process? Oh, there is process. How remember what Sachi Maya? Then Vatsalya Rasa may come. Or remember him with Gadadhar Pandit. Then what beautiful thing will come? And if you remember him with Nityananda Prabhu and all other, then it's very light. Friend rush light. You should know also these things. If you are remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, how you will remember him? In morning, how? In what way you will remember Mahaprabhu in morning? Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sleeping. He has come from Shivas Pandit, Shivas Ankan. And he was saying always, remembering the Nishanta Lila of Radha and Krishna. And waiting for that feeling separation. He was remembering how Krishna was meeting with gopis. And whole night they were serving Krishna. Oh, Krishna was defeated by gopis in gambling. in so many things. Krishna recited them in Hiddolila. Hiddolila. So remembering this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was waiting in the morning. We should remember this in morning. And after that in Pratah Leela, Pratah means, in morning, what he is doing? He is dripping for Krishna. And then with his friends went to Ganges and took bath there. And telling what I was remembering. And then he came and began to worship Radha Narayan. All were gathered there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was only talking of what Krishna was doing in morning and waiting. So in Navadvip Leela, from Nishanta to Nishanta, 8 prahar means 24 hours. What he is doing? He is always remembering what? About Radha and Krishna and gopis. What Krishna was doing in 8111 part of the day. What he was doing? He was only thinking of meeting of gopis and what he was doing in Braja, Krishna. But what he was doing in Puri and Gambhira. Only separation notes in Navadvip, what Leela? Only meeting of Krishna with Brajavasi and always in meeting. And that is why he was waiting. Means remembering Radha and Krishna in Braja, in meeting of gopis and gopis. And when he went to Puri, then he was waiting. Not this Leela there, not meeting, only separation mode there. So Navadvip is more better.